League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, almost to the midway point. But before we get there, we get to some really good baseball talk, because joining us now and in town, or will be in town anyway, to cover Sunday night baseball for ESPN is one of the best broadcasters in both baseball and, in my opinion, basketball, Dan Schulman. You can find him at @DSchulman_ESPN. But a great team as he works with Jess Mendoza and Aaron Boone. On Sunday Night Baseball. Dan, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate those kind words. Looking forward to getting down there for the weekend.
So, first and foremost, I wanted to throw it out there. You had a poll on your Twitter account, and you ruffled some feathers in H-Town.
I know.
Manager of the Year in the American League, four choices, not one of them A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, and if I could do it again, I'd probably do it differently. Here's my reasoning. I thought the expectations for the Astros coming into the season were sky high. I think sometimes the Manager of the Year award is won by a manager whose team is perceived to have overachieved, like a Paul Molitor with Minnesota. So it's, I think A.J. Hinch, and I tweeted this out, I think A.J. Hinch is a great manager, a really great manager. This isn't about, but the poll was, who do you think will win or should win Manager of the Year award? And I thought, you know, the Angels, especially when Trout got hurt for 6 weeks, like if a lot of people can tell me five people on the Angels, I'd be impressed. The Angels weren't supposed to have any kind of a season, and then Trout got hurt. The Yankees, in my opinion, are a better team than people thought they would be, and I thought Francona and Molitor were kind of obvious choices. Like, I wrestled with it, and obviously if I could do it again, I would do it a little bit differently because I took a lot of heat from Houston. But this was not meant to disrespect A.J. Hinch in any way. This was more me reasoning that because the expectations going into the year were so high, I thought it would be tough for him to win Manager of the Year.
Absolutely fair. And because we are on your side, Dan, and I know you played softball sometime in your life, here's your slow pitch coming right at you. Dan, who in the American League should be the most valuable player?
Jose Altuve.
There we go.
Did I get it right? What do I win?
Bing, 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 bing. You win the support of Houston fans.
In my opinion, it's Altuve. And he's long been the answer to this question. Who would I pay, who would I pay my way into a ballpark to see more than anybody else? It's Jose Altuve. I love watching him play. And I did this a little bit later, and this wasn't trying to get back on the good side of Astros fans or anything, but just out of curiosity, because we have them this weekend, I was looking at his career numbers, and I don't know if you saw this tweet. Over the last 4 years, he's got 100 more hits than anybody else in baseball. 100 more. He's also, I think, stolen, he's got the highest batting average of any player over the last 4 years, stolen the most bases, third in stolen bases, first in runs scored. Like, he's just all over the place. He's a great, great player. And it kind of bothers me, to be honest with you, when people, like, he's not a great player for a small guy. He's a great player who happens to be small. He's absolutely fantastic. And Aaron Judge will get some votes. Jose Ramirez will get some votes. Francisco Lindor will get some votes, and a couple other guys as well. But in my opinion, Altuve's got to win it.
Well, Dan, I want to ask you, we talked Manager of the Year in the AL. I think there's a pretty interesting race going on in the NL as well. Who do you have in the National League?
Well, it's interesting. After I did the AL poll, I chickened out about the National League poll that I was going to do. Because, again, I had five guys, and Twitter only lets you do four. At least that's what I can figure out. It only lets you do four. So, you know, when the Dodgers were at their historic pace, I think you could have made a great case for Dave Roberts. As much money as they spend and as much talent as they have, with all the interchangeable parts and injuries they've had, I think you could have made a case for Dave Roberts. I think Craig Counsell should get some consideration. Milwaukee's had a nice year. I think Dusty Baker will get some votes. I don't think he's going to win it. I think the guy who's going to win it is going to be Torrey Lovello in Arizona. And again, it's a little bit of a team that was lousy last year. Now he comes in. They're great this year. Now, there are a dozen different reasons why they're having a much better year. But, you know, everything you read about the culture that he's got going there and how the players have responded to them, and they're going from a 69-win team to maybe a 93 or 94-win team, that's a big increase. And I think Lovello probably wins it.
Well, getting back to the Astros, and you even mentioned the Dodgers, but this is kind of an overall baseball question for this year and in past precedents. But when you look at what's happened in baseball this year, the Dodgers got off to the big start. The Astros got off to the big start. Now they're kind of faded a little bit. The Indians were everybody was talking about with good reason. But is there something to be said about a team that's the hot team going into the playoffs? Or is it all about, hey, if you've got all that talent and you set your rotation the right way, going in, talent will rise to the top, and it doesn't matter who was hot at any point during the end of the regular season?
You know, I'm gonna straddle the fence a few different ways on this one. Historically, there's very little correlation between being hot in September and doing well in October. It happens. Like, teams will say, hey, remember the Rockies that year when they went crazy? They got all the way to the World Series, then they had the layoff, so they lost to the Red Sox. Like it does happen. You can always cherry-pick instances. But historically, overall, very little correlation between being hot at the end and winning in October. The 2006 Cardinals and 2000 Yankees, great examples of teams that staggered into the postseason and won the World Series. So then you say, okay, well, it's got to be talent. But then you look at some teams, again, that, you know, the 88 Dodgers weren't more talented than the A's. The three San Francisco teams that won, they were all really good teams. But there were moments where you said, that guy's playing or that guy's at bat in this key spot. Like, they just had guys who stepped up and played incredibly well at big moments. And this is a cop-out answer, but it's about who plays the best in October. Now, does the more talented team have more margin for error? Of course they do. But, you know, sometimes it's about matchups, and some of the things that make a team good over 162 can be a little bit different than things that make a team good over, 11 wins, if you will, in October. You know, like the Royals with their bullpen, they were able to overcome average starting pitching to win the World Series in 2015. So I think it's different things in different years for different teams that make a team successful. And I know you said the Astros have faded a little bit, but I think the Verlander acquisition, they know what they've got in the bullpen right now. Like, there are no questions for them. The Dodgers have bullpen questions right now. The Astros, from what I've seen, pretty much have it lined up. Their lineup is deep. Correa's back. They're pretty healthy right now. I think the Astros are back on the upswing right now.
Dan, how many more years are we going to have to watch Albert Pujols run to first?
Well, he's signed for four more. And so unless he's given back money or, you know, is physically unable to play, it's going to be four more. It's really, you know, he's 37 years old. And the only thing I want to say about this is, like, Pujols takes a lot of criticism. I don't think Albert should be the guy who's getting criticized. He's 37 years old, and he's in his 17th year in the big leagues, and he's suffered serious foot issues, plantar fasciitis. I don't know if you've ever had plantar fasciitis. I had it once a few years ago, like mild, and it's no fun. So I can't imagine what a serious case is like. Like, this is what 37-year-old guys with foot injuries who have been playing every day for 17 years look like. To me, the problem isn't Albert. To me, the problem is the contract, that he's got four more years at who knows how many millions. So, you know, he's been productive to the best, in the best way that he can right now, I guess. He's hit the ball out of the ballpark, whatever it is, 24, 25 times. He's taken advantage of Mike Trout being on base so much in front of him, so he's driven in some runs. But, you know, to see him now as compared to when he was the best player in the game. I mean, he was the best player in the game for 6-7 years with St. Louis. Surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. So it is a little tough to watch right now.
Well, I've said I enjoy watching you guys on Sunday Night Baseball. Dan Schulman, by the way, joining us on the HRNP listener line, play-by-play man for Sunday Night Baseball. I enjoy you guys a ton anyway, but then when I hear you and Jess Mendoza both say you're Green Bay Packer fans, it makes me love you guys even more.
Nice.
How did you get to be a Green Bay Packer fan?
I heard some heavy sighing from your partner.
That's my partner, so. Who hates anything to do with Wisconsin, but that's where I'm from.
So, how old are you?
I'm old enough to know.
Okay, so I don't know if you're as old as I am, but they had a receiver back in the... There was a receiver for San Diego back in the 80s named John Jefferson. Great receiver. when Dan Fouts was there. Eric Coryell, San Diego, Fouts was throwing for 4,000 yards every season. I loved Jefferson. Don't know why. Just he was my favorite player in the NFL. He got traded to Green Bay, and I was like the fan to be named later. I got thrown into the deal. So I jumped on during, you know, they were okay in the 80s, but the Lynn Dickey years,
yep.
I was there. The Don Majkowski years, I was there. And then fortunately, I still there through the Brett Favre and the Aaron Rodgers years. So my youngest son is a crazy sports fan, and I said to him, listen, kid, like, I may have been a lousy dad, but at least I was a fan of a good NFL team. So because he's become a huge fan of the Packers as well. We've gone to Lambeau 3 times over the year. Not the easiest place to get to, especially when you have a crazy travel schedule like I do, but I've been there 3 times, and I just love it. I unfortunately now, because I'm doing Sunday baseball, I'm missing the Packers games on Sunday, so I'm DVRing them, trying to watch them when I get back home on Monday, but once baseball season is over, hopefully I'll get a chance to watch them a little bit.
Dana, is the playoff scenarios in the AL set? I mean, do the Angels have enough, or the Rangers have enough to make that leap into a wild card team, or is it pretty much set the way it is?
Well, I don't know that I would say it's pretty much set because baseball is so unpredictable, but the only thing that makes me think it'll be, not the only thing, but one thing that makes me think it'll be very difficult is the Twins still have 6 games left with the Tigers, and the Tigers are bad right now. So, you know, the Twins have a lead in the standings and 6 games left with Detroit, and I give Minnesota a lot of credit. I mean, again, you look at that roster, and there's some good players there, but it's a team that lost 103 games last year. 103 games, and now they got a chance to make the playoffs. And this isn't a normal year in the American League. It's a weak wild card race, as we all know. But I got to give Minnesota the edge. And if they get there, I got to give them a lot of credit. There are teams, the Texas Rangers, the Seattle Mariners, the Baltimore Orioles, the Toronto Blue Jays, who on paper coming into the year, I think most people thought would be ahead of the Minnesota Twins, and for that matter, the Los Angeles Angels. It's been a strange year in the American League.
Dan Schulman joining us, ESPN frontman and play-by-play man for Sunday Night Baseball. I know you guys are having a vote on the internet right now, getting into Sunday Night Baseball with who you're picking for the World Series. Whether you want to divulge who you're going to pick or not, the question, I guess, then becomes, does best record in the American League become a huge factor in deciding who goes to the World Series from the American League?
I don't believe so, to be honest with you. Historically, the home field advantage in baseball is much smaller than home court advantage in basketball, home ice advantage in hockey, or home field advantage in football. So I'm not sure it's that big. I think teams, and I've heard A.J. Hinch say several times, we want to win and we want to be the top seed. I think what teams would like to do, especially in the American League, I think they'd like to play the wild card winner. They'd like that team, whoever comes out of the wild card game, to have used their best pitcher in the wild card game. Then you don't see them until game 3 of the best of 5 division series. I'm not so sure it's such a treat over the National League because the Diamondbacks are so good. If they win the wild card game, I don't know that the Dodgers want to have anything to do with them. But in the American League, I don't think home field is that big. I think it just goes who plays the best. You know, if Verlander pitches great, the Astros are going to be tough to handle. You know, if you ever have a Verlander-Kluber game, whoever wins that is going to be tough to handle because both of those guys are so good. But I wouldn't lose sleep over home field advantage, to be honest with you. I think it's about just matching up well against the team you're playing against and playing your best baseball when it matters the most.
Good stuff, Dan. We certainly appreciate you joining us. Have fun when you're in Houston, and everybody will be looking into for Dan and the crew. Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Dan Schulman, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, tell the folks to be nice to me in spite of the poll.
We'll be getting on it right now.
All right, thanks.
Dan Schulman, a great, great guest because he tells it to you like it is. He's got some experience, too, so that was good stuff.
That was good.
I did want him to pick his World Series.
I know you were starting. You were like, I don't want to.
Yeah, because I know they're doing a whole poll right now online.
Still is juice.
And then the three of them are making their picks on Sunday night as part of the Astros Angels game. So
yeah.
That's good stuff. We're at the midway point. We're going to step away for a quick break, but we've got plenty more on the agenda, and We also have time for you. If you want to join us, 713-7.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.